Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here this week with Stephen Cobb of ESET.
Good to be here, Brian.
So Stephen, last week was Virus Bulletin, which is one of the regular get-togethers of malware professionals and researchers. And there's a lot of talk about these PC support scams that are out there. They're proving to be very effective. So how do these work?
Okay, so this is a slightly different vector of attack, if you will, from clicking on links in email or websites. This is a phone call that you get at home, typically on a landline, where somebody says, "Hi, I'm Michael from Windows Support, and we see that you have errors on your computer." Now, this person isn't called Michael. They're not from Windows Support, because there is Microsoft doesn't have an entity like that. Microsoft doesn't call people up to help them out with problems, and Microsoft can't see what's going on with your computer, and neither can Michael on the phone. But he does a very good job of convincing you that there are errors on your computer, and you should pay him $100, $200 to fix the problems for you. Unfortunately, there are no problems that he can see, really, and he does nothing to fix anything.
So they essentially get your credit card number and information and then go start buying big screen TVs or whatever else they're doing with that.
Whatever they buy with it, I don't know. But one of the things that is a giveaway here is that they do try to get you to run some sort of remote access software, because the person on the end of the phone is acting like a tech support person, and they then tell you that, look, you know, running on your computer, they can see problems and they're really bad and you need to fix them. And they can be persuasive if somebody isn't tech savvy.
So the good news is that the government is actually onto this, and it appears to be there's some enforcement happening with the FTC. Can you talk about what's happening there?
Yes, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, one of my favorite government agencies, has just kind of dropped the hammer on these guys. It's asked a U.S. district court to seize the assets of a number of groups that have been perpetrating these scams and going for a freezing of assets and shutting them down. Unfortunately, it's not clear how effective these actions will be, given that the perpetrators are pretty much all in India, and they're using the cheap call center phones to carry out these scams.
So if a listener or someone gets this kind of call, what are you supposed to do? I mean, how do you move forward? Do you just hang up on them rudely, or do you, what should they do?
Hang up on them as rudely as you would like, I think, is the answer to that. There have been a number of people, security professionals, who've engaged the people on the other end of the line, and I had the opportunity to do that recently from a research point of view. But as an individual, I think you hang up. You can ask to be put on the do not call list because at some point in the future, they could be prosecuted for failing to obey that request. You know, but from every indication I have, you can ask them not to call and they still keep calling. What you don't want to do is play along to the point where you've run some software that gives them remote access to your system, because we've heard incidents where these people on the other end of the phone, if they've got access to your machine and you don't pay, they trash your system. Tell them on the other end, "I know this is a scam. I am not going to talk to you. I'm calling the police," or something, and hang up again.
Well, that's good advice, Stephen. So folks, you know, watch out for those scams. Generally, anybody who's calling you out of the blue for something is really not a good person to be giving your personal information to or access to systems. Stephen, thanks for joining us this week.
Thanks, Brian.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. As always, you want to visit blog.eset.com. There's a great blog up there by researcher David Harley all about this, and the papers from Virus Bulletin are also going to be up there shortly. Talk to you next week.